们的家。
Because Egypt is not their home.
同样的，这个世界也不是我们的家。
In the same way, this world is not our home.
所以呢，我最后在上个礼拜都讲到了，希望我们过一个生活呢是凭信心不凭眼见的一个生活。
So that we actually we left off in saying that we our life should be something that actually based on our faith but not by sight.
这个可能我用这个，因为它这个好像没有 battery。
Okay. We're running into some technical difficulties here.
Okay, 所以我问一个问题，就是呢，什么是一个凭信心不凭眼见的一个生活呢？
So ask yourself, what does it mean by live by faith and not by sight?
我们常常在教会啊，发觉呢，你看基督教这些杂志啊，它有很多人分享他们的见证。
So you see a lot of magazines or from church, a lot of people share the testimony.
他们常常说呢，从前他们是怎么怎么坏，信了耶稣以后呢，就怎么怎么好了。
So they talk about how bad they were before, but after accepting Jesus Christ, how different they would be.
那么呢，我有的时候觉得呢，真是好像这些减肥的广告一样啊。
I'm actually thinking it's almost as if actually these are all dieting commercials.
就是呢，从前呢，我是400 pounds 400磅的一个人，过了16个礼拜以后呢，哇，我减了100磅。
So it's almost as if actually I'm saying that I was 400 pounds before. After 16 weeks, I actually lost about 100 pounds.
这些都是我们说有的时候我们听这些基督徒的见证呢，真是很吸引人呢。
So we hear about all these Christian testimony is very attractive to us.
因为呢，都是觉得他们的人生都是一帆风顺。
So it's almost like as if their life is actually all smooth sailing.
但是问题呢，就是当我们信了耶稣的时候呢，我们不觉得我们的人生是一帆风顺。
But when we actually became Christian, we don't feel like our life is all smooth sailing.
我们的家庭的困难没有改变。
Our challenges within at home has not changed.
夫妻的关系、照养小孩的问题还是存在。
Our spousal relationship, how we actually deal with our discipline our kids is still there.
为什么呢？我们的生活没有好像 magic 魔术一样呢，变成好呢？
How come our life didn't all of a sudden change to very good, just like magic?
我们渐渐的灰心呢。
We could begin to be discouraged.
那么呢，我们又回去过一个呢。凭眼见不凭信心的生活了。
So we'll go back to live by sight and not by faith.
所以今天我要问一个问题，就是一个凭信心过的生活是一个怎么样的一个生活呢？
So I want to ask a question, what is it like for a life that actually live by faith?
它会带来一个怎么样的一个后果呢？
What kind of consequences can that bring about?
所以呢，今天呢，我们来看两个信心的故事。
So we now talk about, let's take a look at two stories that's based on faith.
希望呢，这两个故事帮助我们凭信心过生活。
So that hopefully these two stories would help us to live by faith.
那么呢，第一个故事呢，我叫它呢，是从坏到好的故事。
The first story I want to actually phrase it as from bad to good.
这个故事呢，是在出埃及记的第二章的第一到第十节。
And the story comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 1 to 10.
其实就是有关摩西的出生。
And actually, this is talk about Moses' birth.
那这个故事的背景呢，是在第一章最后一节22节里面。
The background of the story is based on Exodus 1:22, the last verse in chapter 1.
当时呢，法老呢就是下令所有以色列的男孩子出生呢都要把他杀死。
So this is based on the background that when Pharaoh gave this order to his own people, every Hebrew boy that actually been born, you must actually throw them in the river Nile and actually till they would die.
当时呢，有一对利未支派的夫妇。
So at that time there was a couple from the tribe of the Levites.
那么所以利未你听清楚哈。
So Levi, you got to pay attention.
所以呢，他生了一个孩子啊。
So actually they actually bore a child.
见他 俊美就长了三个月。
And actually, this looks appears to be a fine child, so actually, he was hidden for 3 months.
那希伯来书十一章二十三节呢，也讲到同一个故事。
In the same way, the book of Hebrew and also talk about the same story.
但是呢，他加了一句解释。
And also actually added with some explanation.
这是为什么这对夫妇会把他的小孩藏起来呢？
And that is why is that actually this couple would hide their children, the child.
那么十一章二十三节就简直说，他说就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
Actually, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23, it said, "By faith Moses' parents hid him for 3 months because after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and actually they were not afraid of the king's edict."
信心呢有一个特点的。
There is a special characteristics of faith.
就是呢，他会，他的特点呢，就是他会超过他所见的环境的。
And actually, this is about faith that actually transcends what they can see in what the situation.
其实你想想，如果你面前是一个很顺利的一个环境，你根本上不需要信心呢。
So you stop and think about if what you're facing is actually very smooth sailing. You don't need faith.
所以呢，有时候呢，我跟人传福音的时候呢，这些朋友会简直回答我。
So sometimes when I actually share about the gospel, some friends would say this.
他说，如果你给我见到神呢，我就相信了。
If you allow me to see God, then I would believe.
或者呢，有的时候有些人说，如果神显一个神迹呢，那么我就相信了。
And some might say, if actually God performed a miracle, then I would believe.
其实呢，这个不是信心。
But that is not faith.
因为我们也其实 seeing is not believing， 就是你眼见的不是信心。
So the actually what seeing is not believing because that is not true faith。
希伯来书十一章的时候，其实他是讲到圣经里面很多出名有信心的人。
In the book of Hebrew chapter 11, it talks about a lot of people who have faith in the Old Testament.
当中也包括摩西的父母跟摩西。
It also included Moses' parents and also Moses.
但是呢，他这一章开始之前呢，他先解释信心是什么。
And at the very beginning of that chapter, it explained what faith is.
第一节他讲到信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之时的确据。
And now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see.
我们需要用信心，就是的原因，就是因为这个事情是还没发生的。因为这个事情呢，是我们眼看不见的。
We'll talk about faith, and that this faith is not something that we have already seen because it has not happened yet.
另外一个信心的特点呢，我们在这个故事里面发现呢，就是呢信心的对象呢不是在我们里面的，不是我们自己的。
And actually, another characteristic of faith is that the object of faith is not ourselves.
圣经讲到摩西的父母把他藏起来的原因是信。
And actually, the reason the scripture talk about the Moses' parents hid him because of what they believe.
那讲到他信呢，不是讲到呢他非常自信，所以他这样子做。
So we talk about faith is not that like as if they are over self-confident, so therefore he's doing that. They're doing that.
也不是我们现在讲到的一种 positive thinking, 就是他很希望这个事情发生，所以他就这样子做。
And it's also not what we can conventionally call the actually positive thinking. Therefore he's doing that.
我们现在的人很流行一个。讲法就是好像呢你信心如果很虔诚的时候呢，那么奇迹就会出现了。
And actually there's a current conventional thinking saying that if you actually believe in it enough that it will actually would happen.
其实我告诉你啊，信心的大小的这个重要性比起你信心的对象的重要性其实是这个对象更重要，比起这个信心。
So if you compare, the relative importance of the two, and one is actually, what is it?
The degree of your faith and the object of your faith. Then the object of your faith is more important of your degree of your faith. Okay. 那么我举一个例子你就明白了。
Now actually it can be illustrated by one example.
比方说呢, 我是从一个很暖和的地方, 来的。
Let's say I come from a place actually very warm.
我从来没有见过下雪的冬天。
I have never been to a winter and actually with snow.
所以呢, 我也从来没有见过一个湖面上面会结冰。
So also I have not seen that actually a lake would actually be frozen.
那现在Simon告诉我, 其实呢, 我们明州1月份这个湖啊, 当它结冰的时候啊, 你开车上去也可以的。
Let's just say Simon tells me the lake is so frozen you can actually drive a car on it.
在1月份的时候啊,
in January.
Okay. 那可能我是99%是怀疑啊。
So even if I'm doubting 99%,
但是只要我需要一点点的信心，我踏出第一步，那么我也不会掉下去哦。So
if I have a little bit of faith, actually just take an actually step on it, so I would not fall in the lake.
比方说呢，我做完这个事情回家乡，3月份又来到明州了。
So let's say I have taken care of this. I went back to my home and actually come back again in March.
那三月份的时候呢，我告诉自己，原来一个湖呢结冰的时候呢，是可以承受我的重量的。So
I would tell myself actually, when the lake is frozen, can actually support my weight.
我百分之百相信这个事情。I
believed in this 100%.
但是我踏上去的时候，因为已经三月份了嘛，这个天气已经暖和，那么你就会掉下去啊。So
when I walk on the lake, it's even because it's already in March, it's already starting warming up, then we fall into the lake.
所以我的意思就是，你信心的对象如果是对的时候，只要你有一点点的信心，你也不会失望。但是如果你信心的对象是错误的时候， 就是你有100%的信心，但是你一定失望。So
the object of faith is that when you actually start believing it, it will turn out to be correct.
If your object of your faith is correct, then even you only have 1% of your faith, it does not matter. Okay, it will not fail you. But if your object of your faith is wrong, even you have 100% faith, but it will certainly fail you.
Well said.
Okay. 所以讲完英文不知道现在讲什么。同样，为什么我们大部分时间呢是没有经验到一个凭信心的生活呢？
So in the same way, a lot of times we actually don't have a life of faith.
原因就是我们没有信，我们很多时候都是信靠自己。
Because a lot of times we will believe in ourselves.
我们没有信靠神。
We did not trust in God.
所以其实就是我们信心的对象放错了。
See, the object of our faith is misplaced.
还有呢，就是当我们信靠神的时候呢，我们的信心是没有根据的。
So when we actually believe in God, there is no basis for our faith.
换句话说，神没有应许我们这些事情发生。
In other words, God did not promise for these things to happen.
比方说，神没有应许我们基督徒没有一个苦难的人生。
You know, for example, God did not promise us Christians to have a life of smooth sailing and no pain.
神也没有应许我们呢，做基督徒的时候呢，你会。 有很多钱, 他也没有这么应许过我。
God also did not promise that once you become a Christian that you actually have lots of money.
所以如果你信心的对象是错误的, 是没有根据的, 那么当然我们就会失望了。
If the object of faith is wrong and have no basis, then we will be disappointed.
所以什么, 正确的信心对象应该是什么呢?
So what is the correct object of our faith?
就是神跟他的话。
And that is God and His words.
希伯来书十一章的第六节讲到，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
In Hebrews 11:6 it says, And without faith it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that reward those who earnestly seek Him.
你知道神最受不了的是什么呢？
Do you know one thing that God cannot stand?
这个是耶稣曾经骂他的门徒的。
It is something that Jesus has scolded His disciples.
他讲了一句话，就是耶稣说，我在你们这里忍耐你们到几时呢？
Jesus said this, I'm going to be here, how long do I have to bear on this?
然后之前一句话你知道是什么？
Do you know what the sentence is prior to that?
他就是呢讲到你这不信又半谬的世代啊，所以呢他为什么耶稣骂他们呢？就是因为这个世代的人不相信他。
Do you know why Jesus scolded them? Because Jesus said this is a wicked and unbelieving generation.
只是当我们不信神的时候呢，就是代表我们不相信他的话，也不相信神这他的他是他的本性。
So when we actually don't believe God because we don't believe His words and also don't believe His characters.
摩西的父母呢相信神。
Moses' parents believe in God.
他特别知道呢，神与他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕呢是立了约的一个神。
Because he also believed that his God and his fathers actually had a covenant, Abraham.
所以呢，他知道了以色列人将来会成为一个大国。
So he knew that actually Israel would turn into a great nation.
所以他就知道以色列人没有可能在埃及就灭亡的。
So he believed that the Israelites would not the tribe the nation would not vanish in Egypt.
所以他们就凭信心把摩西藏起来。
So it's because of faith they hid Moses.
这个就是他们，因为他们认识神，所以他们有这个表现。
So because they believe in God, therefore that explains their behavior.
第三个有关信心的一个特点呢，就是信心是会带出行动的。
The another characteristic of faith is actually faith would carry out into action.
那这个呢，就是我们怎么知道摩西的父母有信心呢？就是因为他把摩西藏起来。
So how do we know that Moses' parents have faith? Because they hid Moses.
但是呢，你会发觉呢，其实他的父母呢，他是不知道神的计划是怎么样的。
So you see that actually, Moses' parents did not know God's plan.
神没有把他要做的事情告诉这个父母，他们只是凭信心踏出第一步。
So the plans about what they're going to do, Moses was not revealed. That actually, all they did is actually take out the first step, take on the first step.
很多时候，神带领我们的时候也是一样，他只是需要我们踏出第一步。
In the same way, when God leads us, that we actually what He wants us to do is take the first step.
他不告诉你呢他的时间表。
He didn't tell us our timetable.
也不告诉你的计划。
And it also didn't tell him others about his plan.
有的时候呢，他不告诉你的目的地是在哪里。
And it also actually doesn't tell us what the final destination is.
神只希望我们相信他的时候踏出第一步。
So what he wants us to do when we believe him is to take the first step.
那当摩西的父母他踏出第一步的时候呢，你就看见了神的计划的开始了。
So when actually Moses' parents took the first step, then you can see God's plan where it's going.
神通过这个环境呢，你可以说带领他们走下一步。
So through the circumstances, God led them to take the next step.
因为他们把摩西藏了三个月以后呢，发觉呢不能再收藏起来了。
So they actually, after they hid him, Moses for 3 months, they actually recognized that they cannot hide him anymore.
那么他可以做的事情呢，就是把摩西藏在一个小的箱子里面。
So the only thing they could have done is actually hid Moses in a small basket.
放在一个河边。
Put him by the riverside.
有人猜呢，可能因为呢， 当时的妇女呢都是去河边去洗衣服啊。
And actually, some people venture to guess that a lot of women would actually go wash their clothes by the river.
所以呢，他的父母就是希望可能有一个别的父母，可能是埃及的父母，见到这个小孩呢，会收养他。
So they must be hoping that actually when the some of the women, especially maybe perhaps this Egyptian woman, would actually adopt Moses.
没有想到这个妇人呢，就是法老的女儿。
They never thought this woman would be Pharaoh's daughter.
那么这个故事我们都知道，刚刚您念的，就是法老的女儿就把摩西收养成为她的儿子。
And you know the rest of the story when the Pharaoh's daughter took up Moses and adopted him.
那么你可以说摩西就成为埃及的王子了。
You might say that Moses became the Egyptian's prince.
所以呢，这个故事你看见呢，就是从坏到好。
So you see the story goes from bad to good.
那么我们再看下一个故事，就是从好到坏。
So we have to take a look at the second story and then so go from good to bad.
十一节讲到了，后来摩西长大了。他出去到他弟兄那里。
So the verse 11 tells us actually, one day Moses grown up, he went out to his where his own people were.
根据《使徒行传》第七章22节里面记载的，这个是发生在摩西40岁的那一年。
According to the book of Acts, this happened when Moses was about 40 years old.
那么呢，当时呢，摩西的确呢，就是按照埃及人的训练呢，他受埃及最好的教育。
So this is actually like Moses was following, actually was receiving the best education from Egypt.
使徒行传七章22节讲到，摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
And actually, the book of Acts tells us actually in chapter 7, Moses was educated in all the wisdom that the Egyptians were powerful in speech and action.
所以呢，的确，他是埃及的王子。
So indeed, he was a prince in Egypt.
那么呢，出埃及记第二章讲到呢，摩西就去看他的弟兄了。那么为什么他剪指桌呢？
So most and in chapter 2 in the Exodus actually tell us that Moses went out and actually see his own people. So why did Moses do that?
我觉得呢，第二章的十一节里面有一句话，就是你看见，虽然摩西是一个，你可以说他是从在王宫里面长大的，但是他一直以来呢，都看自己是一个以色列人。
So from this you can see that even though Moses was born in the palace, grew up in the palace, but he still viewed himself as not being an Egyptian.
因为他叫这些以色列人为他的弟兄。
So but because he called these Israelites his own people.
所以他去看他的弟兄的目的呢，就是要看他们做苦工这些的事情呢。
So the reason why actually he went out to see the people of the Israelites because they actually see that know that they were actually working as slaves.
在希伯来书的十一章里面呢，有讲到呢，当时摩西的心情是怎么样。
So in Book of Hebrews chapter 11, they actually talk about what's going on in Moses' heart.
十一章24-25节讲到。摩西因着信长大了，就不肯轻为法老女儿的制止，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
And in verse 24 in the book of Hebrews said, By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin.
其实摩西呢，不但只知道呢自己是一个以色列人。
Not only did Moses know that he actually he's a Israelite.
他知道了神要通过他去拯救以色列人。
He also knew that actually God would want to use him to save the people of Israel.
这个呢是在《使徒行传》第七章里面呢有记载，为什么摩西打死这个埃及人呢
？It was recorded in chapter 7 of Acts why actually Moses killed this Egyptian.
这个呢就是特别在二十五节里面呢，他七章二十五节呢，讲到摩西，他以为呢弟兄必明白神是指着他的手搭救他们，他们却不明白。
He says, and actually in the verse 25, he says, Moses thought his own people would realize that God was using him to rescue him, but they did not.
所以呢，这个就是为什么当时呢，摩西他把这个欺负以色列人的埃及人打死的原因，因为他觉得神是拣选他去拯救以色列人的。
So that is the reason why he killed the Egyptian, because he thought actually God was using him to rescue the Israelites.
那么我们知道这个故事的发展呢，就是摩西就是杀死埃及人这个消息传到法老的耳中。
So we see that as the story goes, the story of actually Moses killing the Egyptian, got the word to Pharaoh.
那么摩西呢就逃到米甸这个地方。
So Moses had to run away and hide in the land of Midian.
最后在这个地方结婚生孩子。
And eventually he actually settled there and actually got married and have children.
在第二章的二十二节呢，讲到他的摩西的太太示波拉生了一个儿子，摩西给他起名字叫格顺，意思说。因我在外邦做寄居的。
And in verse 22 it says, Moses got married to Sapphira and actually gave birth to a son, and Moses named him Gershom, saying that I have become a foreigner in a foreign land.
那你从他改他儿子的名字呢，你就知道了，摩西当时呢，他的心情呢是十分沮丧，还有呢就是很无奈的。
Actually, from the name that he gave his son, it almost as if actually Moses seemed fairly desperate and also very anxious.
那所以呢，我们看完这两个故事的时候呢，我们回来要回答一个问题了。
So after seeing these two stories, we want to come back and actually answer some questions.
就是什么是凭信心过的生活呢
？And the question is, what is living by faith?
首先呢，我希望你了解，凭信心而活呢，不是我们一个控制神的一个方法。
First, I want you to recognize that living by faith is not a method to control God.
原因呢，就是因为两个故事里面的人呢，都是凭信心而活的。
In both stories, all of the men here is also all living by faith.
一个是由坏转好，一个是由好转坏。
And one from bad to good, and the other one is good from to bad.
我希望你看见呢，就是你凭信心过生活的时候，不保证你的环境会改变。
And actually, if I want you to recognize that when you live by faith, there's no guarantee your situation will improve.
事实上，当我们凭信心过生活的时候，我们把这个事情的后果也交托在神的手里面。
When we live by faith, we actually the consequence of what's going to turn out, we put it upon in God's hand.
无论神带我们去哪里，我们都愿意跟随他。
Regardless of where God leads us, we want to follow Him.
为什么一个凭信心而活的人愿意这样子做呢
？Why is it that someone who lives by faith is willing to do that？
为什么这个环境是不顺利的时候，我们还是愿意去跟随神呢
？Why is it that when the circumstances is bad, we still want to follow God？
因为一个凭信心过生活的人呢，他知道神的道路比人的道路更高。
Because someone who will actually live by faith would trust that God's way is better than man's way。
你知道我们人呢是很有限制的。
We know that man is actually has a lot of limitations.
我们给谁个时间所限制。
We're limited by time.
我们不能从一个宏观的角度去看我们的人生。就是一个宏观，就是一个。
Wider perspective.
Yeah.
We cannot quite see it from a broader perspective.
那如果我来，你看，其实我们刚刚讲解两个故事，都是有关摩西的人生。
So actually, these stories all about Moses' life.
如果我们只看他头四十年的故事
，If we look at take a look at his first 40 years，
那么我们的结论就是摩西平步。
We would actually take a look at only 40 years, and he would actually say that actually he would actually rose from nothing to fairly successful.
那如果我们呢，从他四十一岁看到八十岁的时候呢，我们的结论又不一样了。
So if we take a look at him when he was 41 all the way to 80 years old, our conclusion may be totally different.
我们的结论就是他惨淡收场。
So we might come to a conclusion that actually he ended up to be a terrible ending.
但是没有人想到，摩西最灿烂的人生是从他八十一岁到他一百二十岁。
So nobody would have thought that actually Moses' most glorious life part of his life is goes from he say 81 to 120 years old.
其实我们很多时候，灰心的原因就是我们没有从神的角度看我们的人生。
So we feel discouraged because we don't see our life according to how God views our life.
其实我们也没有神这个能力去知道未来。
So we also don't have the ability like what God has to see or forecast what's in the future.
所以我们唯一能够做的就是我们信靠这个神，就是他无论带我们去哪里，因为我们知道神是一个好的神，所以。我们就放心去跟随他。
So the only thing we can do is actually trust the God, actually to lead him, have him lead us to where he wants to go because we know he's good God.
这个就是我第三点希望大家了解的。
This is the third point I want you to realize.
就是因为我们知道我们的神是一位怎么样的神，所以我们去相信他。
So we know what kind of God he is and therefore we believe him.
有人形容啊，我们基督徒的信心是一个盲目的相信，是一个 blind faith.
So some people describe Christian faith as a blind faith.
其实我们的信心不是一个 blind faith， 不是盲目的相信。
But actually, our faith is not a blind faith.
我们叫这个是一个 knowing faith， 一个知道的相信。
So our faith is a knowing faith.
的意思就是因为我们知道这个神是一个怎么样的神。所以我们可以跟随他。
So what that means is we know what kind of God he is, therefore we're following him.
我们知道我们神是一个信实的神。
So we know this our God is a faithful God.
我们知道他是一个大能的神。
We know he is an all-powerful God.
我们也知道他是一个怜悯人的神。
So we all also know that he is also a forgiving God.
最重要就是我们的神是我们天上的父亲。
So the most important thing is that God is our God in the Heavenly Father.
所以如果是这样子的时候，我们就可以跟随他。
So from that same point, we will be able to follow him.
我们知道无论我们的环境是怎么样，虽然我们不能理解为什么这些事情发生，但是我们还是可以信靠他。
Regardless of circumstances, even though we don't know why these things happen, we can still believe in him.
其实呢，出埃及记第二章的重点呢，是在他最后的三节圣经。
So the most important part of the book of Exodus chapter 2 is in the last three verses.
这个就是呢，二十三到二十五节。
And that is in verse 23 to 25.
人以为呢，神不知道以色列人的苦情。
And actually, we don't know the painful part of actually the people of Israel.
但是呢，二十四节告诉我们呢，神是知道的。
But in verse 24, it tells us God knew about them.
他用了四个动词来形容神。他讲到神听见了，他纪念了，他看顾了，他知道。
Then you use four verbs to describe God. And basically, in verse 24, it says, he heard their cry, remember his covenant, and actually, he knew about him. What's the
fourth? 他知道他 look on to.
Oh, look on to them too.
Okay. 所以呢,他 人以为神不知道。
And the man thought actually God did not know.
但是神都知道。
But God knew.
神其实是在准备他拯救以色列人的工具。
But actually God was preparing a tool that he can use to save the people of Israel.
还有呢,他是在预备以色列人。
And he was preparing the people of Israel.
首先就是如果以色列人不是受这么大的痛苦的时候,他们不会复求神。
If the Israelites did not actually have all this suffering, they would not actually would groan to God. They also would not be willing to leave the land of Egypt.
所以呢,很多时候神让我们遇到困难的时候,是希望我们去复求他。
So God allowed us to come into difficulties so that we would actually would call, cry out to God.
他希望我们过一个平心心的生活。
He hopes that we will live a life of faith.
第二样事情呢,神一直在准备他拯救以色列人的工具,这个就是摩西。
And the second thing is he was preparing a tool upon which actually he can use to save the people of Israel, and that is the man of Moses.
你知道呢,将来带领以色列人出埃及这个人呢,他有两个很重要的条件呢。
So you see, the man who was about to bring the people of Israel into out of Egypt, he has two special requirements.
第一,他有这个才能能够与埃及王法老去谈判的。
Number one, he actually has a talent so that he can actually negotiate with Pharaoh.
那么神就是用摩西头40年去训练他。
So God used the first 40 years to prepare him for that.
还有呢,神需要一个领袖,可以能够在旷野里面生存这个能力的。So
God also needs a leader who can survive in the wilderness.
他需要这个人有这个经验。So
he needs someone with that experience.
那么这个,你发觉摩西在米甸这个地方,就是住了40年,就是要准备将来带领以色列人出去。
You see, God allowed Moses to live in the place of Midian so that actually he was there, so he had that experience, so he can actually allow them to be able to take the people of Israel out of Egypt.
你知道米甸在哪里?
Do you know where Midian is?
米甸就是,你看米甸就是,将来以色列人他出埃及会经过这个地方。
This is a land where actually the people of Israel would actually spend all the time after they got out of Egypt and all spend all these years there.
所以弟兄姐妹,当我们在困难里面的时候,我们复求神,好像神不听我们的时候,我们不需要灰心。
Brothers and sisters, when we actually experience difficulties, when we cry out to God, it almost seems like God did not hear us.
但是你不要灰心,因为神是准备他的计划。But
don't be discouraged because God is preparing his plan.
他是一直在听到我们的痛苦的。And
God can continue to hear about groaning.
如果我们需要成为一个凭信心生活的一个人。If
we want to truly become someone who live by faith,
你必须要知道你所相信的是谁。
You need to know who you are, whom you believe.
当我们去认识神的开始，只是就是通过读他的话语。
Well, the beginning of actually get to know God is through reading His Word.
而圣经就是神的话。
And the Scripture is God's Word.
所以当你读圣经的时候，其实你就是跟神谈话。
And when you are reading a scripture, it's almost as if you are conversing with God.
And
no one can get to know another person without conversing.
And when
we read the Word of God, we also have to live out what we're reading in our lives.
这个包括圣经讲到我们夫妻相处应该是怎么样。
And also talk about how the spouse will live with one another.
好像呢，圣经叫我们照养小孩是应该怎么样
？And then also talk about the scripture tells us how should bring out our children.
讲到了我们人与人之间相处的时候，我们应该怎么样
？And also talk about how we would deal with one another, between a person to a person.
当我们把这些事情实行在我们的生活里面的时候呢？我们就是随时凭信心过生活。
When we carry out all these things in our lives, it is how we shall live by faith.
我们从最小的事情开始去求问神。
So from the very little things that we could go to seek God.
虽然你开始的时候只有小小的一个信心。
Even though when you're beginning, you only have a little, very little faith.
但是如果你信心的对象是正确的，你所相信的是有根据的。其实你就不会失望。
So even but if our object of faith is correct, we actually have little, also have a basis. You will not be disappointed.
因为神会按他的时间表去回应我们的祷告。
Because God would answer our prayers according to His timetable.
他会按照他的美意带领我们过我们的人生。
He would actually according to His will lead our lives so that we can live.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是一个信实的神。
Because you are a faithful God.
还有你是一个爱我们的神。
Because you also want a God who loves us.
愿意我们每一天都是凭信心过生活。
So that we can actually live every day by faith.
当我们坚持做的时候，愿意我们就是经历神你的实在。
So with, as we do that, we will experience your faithfulness.
当我们越是坚持过生活的时候，我们的信心越是增长。
So if we live like this, our faith would increase proportionally.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to a prayer according to the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.